Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris will be back on Monday.
Will he? Well, is he back on Monday?
Yeah, it is Monday, isn't it?
Well, that's right. He is going to be, he'll be up here for Thanksgiving. Yeah. So I think he just had his extended weekend.
Yeah, didn't he have a...
the head down to Florida.
Yeah.
You know, like the New Yorkers say. He's not here to argue the R at the end of it. You ever, like, there's certain people, like, I know some New Yorkers, like, instead of saying Cuba, they say Cuber.
I don't know any of those New Yorkers.
You don't?
No. Man. Oh, yeah, I do. No. I do. A guy used to work at White Marsh Plaza Liquors. His name was Steve.
And he put an R at the end of it?
Erica. Yeah. His girlfriend, his wife's name was Erica. Her name was Erica. And I said to him, where's she from? She's from New York. What's Erica? What? And like Brian Falter would tell me, it's Erica.
Yeah.
Okay. So every year you're right. The Era. A's were ERs. You said something. You said Perry. What's his name? Manasian. Is that the general manager for?
The Angels.
Angels.
So the Angels.
It is Manasian, right?
Manasian? I don't know what his last. You might be right, but they've changed
his name.
No, they changed. He hasn't been there a long time, has he?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So anyway, like I was just telling Rob that. I was reading an article with some quotes from him saying, you know, look, they know it's a risk trading for Grayson Rodriguez. They think their medical staff thinks he's going to be okay. The thing that I keep going back to with this trade, and I saw so many people beating him up like, oh, my God, he hit 217. Are we going back to batting average again? Is that what we're doing? Mm-hmm. We're just going to look at batting average and that's the end all be all? Like, that's what it means? You want to talk about Kyle Schwarber's batting average and somebody?
Nope.
He hit 36 homers. You're putting 36 home runs in the middle of your lineup.
60 in 2 years. In 2 years, he hit 60 home runs. He had 100, almost 180 RBI in 2 years.
There are some people.
I don't care.
No matter what he does, they're not going to like it. Just real quick, the Angels GM did say, like, hey, it is going to be a risk, but our guys like the medicals. So they understand that they're taking a chance.
So their team says it's risky.
Yeah.
I was telling you, I was out yesterday and some older guys, well, not only older guys, they were on my left and they were talking about this trade. And one of them says, I don't know why people don't like this. You essentially got a guy that didn't pitch all of 24, pitched none of 25, and you don't know when he's going to pitch in 26. And you flip that one for one for a power hitting outfielder who plays every day. That is good. That's good. Why, I don't get it.
Why would we allow that to, like, I don't get it either, man. But
I looked that over him and said, yes, that's exactly what they just did.
But you got to understand, like, I don't want to say you got to understand, but people realize, look at some of these guys that have been complaining the whole time about everything. That's all you do is complain. Everything they do, you complain about. And you know what? I'm happy that these cats that are on social media aren't running this team. Because they don't know their ass from a hole in the ground.
Well, I think also, Jeremy, we got into the era of, and the media did this. I'm not saying you and I media, but the media as a whole, they've done this. There has to be a winner and a loser in a trade now.
Yep.
They can't be two teams who benefited. Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose. And that's how people now look at trades. Did they win this trade or did they lose this trade? How about both teams got better?
Yeah.
They needed a pitcher. Orioles are, there's nothing you can do to convince me until opening day that the Orioles aren't going for a starting pitcher in the offseason.
What did Nipsey Russell say? How about that? Yeah, was that him? He had two quotes. What was his other one?
Nipsey Russell, how about that? I thought how about that was Mel out.
No, but he had that. But I'm saying, like, in Wildcats, the movie, he had something.
Whatever.
You remember that movie a lot better than me.
Look, there's a lot of 80s movies that maybe I've watched 1,000 times when I was a kid. I never get tired of watching movies that I like, but I do get tired of eating the same thing over and over again, even if I like it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why I'm weird. Like my wife would be like, I got leftovers. Yeah, they'll be in there until you're ready to throw them out. I can't, like, if it's something good, I'll eat it back to back days.
Nope.
Yeah, I just.
Nope. You know one thing I don't do? As we completely flip the conversation, one thing I don't do. Take food from the restaurant with me unless it's steak.
Really?
Yeah. Only thing I take from a restaurant is steak. Like if I'm sitting down to eat and I don't eat it all, if I don't eat it all, I'm not taking it home. I'm not eating that again.
I
may love it. It may be the best thing ever. I'm not taking it home.
I still take stuff home.
I will steak. Steak, next morning I wake up, scramble some eggs, have some steak and eggs.
My wife can literally eat the same. I'll call her and say, hey, I'm going to pick up lunch. Let me pick you up a sandwich. No, I'll just eat leftovers. I was like, those leftovers have been in there for 5 days. No, I'll just eat leftovers. It's almost like food is fuel. For me, I need to enjoy it.
So are you a eat to live or live to eat?
I'm a live to eat. Like when we go on vacation, the most important things to me are like, what restaurants are we going to?
So I'm a eat to live.
Not me.
I'm an eat to live guy. The only thing that I have to have in my life, steak.
I'm going to say this, and I don't even want to give this away because I don't want someone ruining my hot spot. When we went out to San Francisco, I was in the FanDuel Baseball Championship, and we went to Napa. I said on that trip, I had 5 of the best things I've ever tasted in my life, and one of them was the best potato chips I've ever had.
Okay.
They're white truffle potato chips from this Spanish company, Sol. I'll have to get the name. But they're in like this light blue bag, and one of my wife's friends, and you'll understand why I'm bringing this up. One of my wife's friends told her that she saw the chips at Di Pasquale's, right? So I went down there the other day, got myself a big ass sub, and then bought almost all of their chips. Now they have different flavors. They have like salt and vinegar, but these white truffle.
You like
chips,
salt and vinegar?
Oh yeah, I love salt and vinegar. But I love. You don't like it?
Of course I like it, but my DNA suggested I have to. I didn't know. I didn't know you.
Is that
like
Becky using the hot sauce too much? Where'd you learn that from, Becky? Anyway, no, but these chips, the first time I tried them, we were in a place. This is going to sound so silly. We had a butter flight. You know how you can get like a flight of, let's say you wanted to try a bunch of different whiskeys. You get a flight of it or a flight of beers, whatever. You can get a flight of butter and you try all these different butters with fresh baked bread and they bring out wine and pair it with it and they bring out these chips. Man, you know me. I'm in my spaceship on the left coast. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you would have thought I was making love to these chips, man. And my wife looked at me and she goes, are you okay? I said, I'm in heaven right now. They're so good. And then when we got these bags and I haven't had them in almost a year and we opened it up and I tried that first one, I made sure I had my edibles in me. Man, oh man, those bags are gone already. So now I got to make another trip.
Was it 2 days ago?
Yes. My wife ate some of them too.
I will not tell where I was because they seem like good people, and I don't want to ruin them. But I had some Mexican yesterday from up my way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you say you pee sitting down? Earlier this morning I did too, but it wasn't pee. It came out like it.
You had a run through?
Yeah, it was, oh my gosh, dude, it just ruined my stomach. Number one, it didn't taste good. It was bad. I know the owners from Taco Love,
mm-hmm.
So I texted them while I was there. I said, I apologize. I cheated on you. I came to, and I named the restaurant. I said, it may be the worst stuff I've ever had. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
I feel fortunate where we're at in Glen Burnie because we have a little bit of everything around us.
I do too. I just chose a bad one.
No, I mean, but I'm saying like there's got to be like 10 different Mexican restaurants near me, and almost all of them are really, really good.
Yeah, not this one. Not this one. Maryland survived last night against Mount St. Mary's. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Lamar Jackson misses practice again. With the way the offense is playing, are you more concerned about a missing this week, more so than last week? Ravens up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All the questions are just, it is what it is. I mean, it's the football, you know, it's challenging. And I do appreciate the questions, but there's really nothing I can tell you. I mean, some guys can practice, some guys can't, some guys we'd rather hold out and get them ready to go. And I get it, you know, but it's just kind of, it's the nature of the deal. So, and I know it's Lamar, you know, it's our quarterback. I understand how important it is. And, you know, wasn't in his best interest to practice today, and we'll see where we're at tomorrow.
Thursday night football next week. Thanksgiving is going to be a barn burner. Looks like Joe Burrow will be back. But right now, Lamar Jackson misses practice yesterday. Jeremy Kahn, I'm going to let you go because you look really, really annoyed right now.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm just being totally unfair to him when I hear him speak. Because if he was talking about Lamar after the loss, it would... I understand the question at all. Yeah, you understand. It's part of the job. They're going to ask you about the main guy on the team and what the injury is. Yeah. And like, again, this sidestepping and all, I understand why you guys ask it. Do you? Like, everybody wants to know. They're not asking for themselves. Like, and when it comes out, so far, he's had a hamstring injury that kept him out.
A knee. It came out of practice.
Now we've moved down to the foot. Next week, it's the toe. If we're lucky, we might move up to the calf. And there's this gamesmanship that goes on in the NFL with not wanting the other team to know.
I think that's what it is. I think, I said to you before the show, Jeremy, I think the Ravens have become the Patriots with Tom Brady. Tom Brady would be on the injury report every week. He would miss a day or two of practice every week. This is self-preservation.
Do you remember the 1 week Bill Belichick put everybody on the roster? Like, yep. Everyone that was active, questionable. You want to play games?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why I say maybe I'm being unfair to Harbaugh with the situation, because being here so long, he's been asked that question so many times that you get tired of answering it. But it's part of the job.
I think Lamar Jackson, they're at a point in the season where preservation is the best thing for people like him.
And I think if he had come out and said that, you can't say, like, giving him a couple days off. It's like, hey, we're at this point of the season. We're giving him some vet days off. Just say that.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if he's got something barking, he's got something barking. Like, there's, and I'm not saying none of these injuries are legit or anything, like that it's all of a sudden gone to the knee and then the foot.
So I think at this point in the season, everybody has something barking. They just decide to let Lamar sit out with his. I think he probably really has an aching ankle or whatever. Maybe he rolled it a little bit in the game. I will say this. You and I share our opinion about John Harbaugh on most things, not this one.
Okay. That's why I said, I don't know if I'm being, I'm always trying to be as fair as I can. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call it like I see it, whether somebody likes it or not. I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way just to be a jackass, but we've had this guy coaching this team for a long, long 18 time.
18 years, baby.
So as much as he might be tired of hearing those questions, I'm tired of hearing those BS answers, man. And again, whether they win, happy Harbaugh. They lose, angry Harbaugh. Like when they win, everything, oh, that's a great question. I understand why you're asking that question. But if they had lost and you asked that question, it's like, all right, are we really going to get into this? Like, you guys asked this all. You can tell as soon as he starts talking exactly what happened in the game, whether they
won. Well, not only whether they lost or won, also the upcoming opponent. If they're playing, I don't know, the Bills or the Chiefs or somebody like that, he's probably a little tighter than playing the Jets. And I'm not saying he's going to overlook the Jets, because I don't think he does that.
No, but we know what it is.
Yeah, it's not as tense as you get ready for the Jets as it would be getting ready for, you know, the Lions.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. Are you concerned with this injury with Lamar Jackson? That's the real question. Are you concerned?
No, because we've been doing this each week, right? It's been...
So you think it's gamesmanship?
Yeah. I think we'll learn a lot because they play on a short week next week. You know, he's got Thanksgiving. They're playing Thursday night. You know, I don't expect him to practice or like see any of that.
See, I think that's what they're doing. I think they're looking ahead already.
They might be.
And I don't blame them. At this, what is he in his eighth year, Lamar?
Mm-hmm.
At this point of his career, honestly, how much practice does he need to get ready for the Jets? He's seen the Bengals over and over again.
I've seen people say, well, you can't put him in bubble wrap. I'm not putting him in bubble wrap, but you know what? I'll put some bubble wrap around the corner so he doesn't bump his knee or his head.
Yeah.
I don't need, like, there are certain things when we talk about playing in preseason. Oh, man, they got to get ready for the regular season. Why?
No, they don't.
No, they don't. I've watched teams go 0-4 and win the Super Bowl, and I've seen teams go 4-0 and lose every damn game in the season. I mean, it's crazy how things work out, but I just don't want my players getting hurt in meaningless games or anything meaningless.
And I think, to me, a Wednesday practice before the Jets is meaningless.
Yes.
I just do. I mean, I think it's absolutely meaningless.
I think playing three series, two series, a half, and a preseason game where you got some tryhard on the other team trying to make the team and going out, like, balls to the wall in this preseason game trying to showcase himself, I don't need my quarterback out there getting hit.
Chiefs this year did the same thing they always do. They played those guys in the preseason. They're 5-5. Mm-hmm. When the Chiefs were 9-1, 8-2, everybody was saying, see?
Yeah.
That's why you got to do it. Okay, they're 5-5 this year. So is it a C? That's how you got to do it now? No, it's not. I think it's meaningless. I do. I mean, you are a veteran. Do you really need those reps? I don't think so.
As long as he's studying his playbook and he's watching film, like, I don't need you out there taking those reps. I need you watching film. And, like, if he's going to be at practice and he's not, I know he's going to have the red shirt on and all the other stuff, and you don't have to worry about him. Give him the days off. If there is something barking, why wouldn't you let it heal up with him as opposed to somebody else, you know?
Let's go to Baltimore. Get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Mike? Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good. Oh, well.
Hey, I think it's a little bit of, I think it's maybe like 25% gamemanship and 75%, I mean, excuse me, 25%.
BS?
Let me get this right. 25% gamesmanship. And the other 75% is, I think Lamar, it's been something wrong with Lamar this year, you know, as far as his acceleration. And you know, he had the hamstring. And I really do think he's nicked up. But I think it's like 25% gamesmanship and 75%, you know, Lamar.
Mike, for a second there, I didn't think your math was mathing. I didn't know if we were going to get back to the percentages. You were about to have 125% of something.
I got kind of mixed up this morning, man.
No worries.
He said he thinks it's legit. He's nicked up a little bit. I think he is, too. I think, but at the same time, Jeremy, Lamar Jackson can beat you with his right arm. It's like, you didn't want him to be the running quarterback, and now that he's not running, why is he not the running quarterback?
And it's better when he becomes not the running quarterback, because that extends the longevity.
What's that passer rate look like?
Yeah.
What's that passer rate
look like? It's the best.
Ever. I mean, come on. It's like, you know, he's not running. His acceleration and his burst. Oh, okay. All right. How many quarterbacks you talk about acceleration and burst?
It made me think of Nacho Libre. It's the best. Get it. Yeah, this is exactly what you need to happen here when you're going through your season and giving guys days off. And when you look at Lamar and everybody's like, we want him to run more. The people that said he was going to get hurt, it's like, see, I told you the running quarterback's going to get hurt. He's the best passer in the league. I know that's a hard pill to swallow right now, but he is. The numbers say it.
Yeah.
In the history of the league.
Yeah. He's an elite passer. Let's go to Essex. Get Manny. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, buddy. How are you doing today?
What's up,
man? How you
doing, man? All right, listen. Lamar, let's just say Lamar and all the veterans, they ain't got to practice, like you said. I mean, because Lamar, I mean, the script's already being done. I mean, it's all an offensive coordinator and Harbaugh. They got to make the play. Lamar has got to watch a little bit. They ain't got to practice the veterans. So we should be okay. Lamar, and he might be a little nicked up a little bit, so I think we should be okay.
I'm with you, Manny. I don't need to see him out there on Wednesday. Not unless we play Thursday. I don't. It's hump day. Let him chill out.
Absolutely.
I don't care. When I saw the report yesterday, I'm like, I don't care about that. Talk to me Thursday or Friday. We still here Thursday or Friday, and I'm worried. I am. I'm not worried on Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, like.
Tuesday's an off day. Coming back from the off day, we gave him another day off. That's what Ed is doing.
Yeah.
Back to back days off.
Some bitch. He already uses comp days?
Yeah, that's what he's doing right now.
Man.
Lamar used the comp day yesterday.
Lamar worked on a holiday, and they said, hey, you get a day off.
He's got to work. He's got to work Thanksgiving, doesn't he?
Yes.
So he took his holiday in advance.
You know, I like that. You know, that's all fine and dandy saying this until it ends up being something that they're being really secretive about. You know what I mean? Like, we're all sitting here going, okay, he missed last week, a game, you know, a practice or two. He's fine. He's going to play. But at some point, there might be a time where he's like, yeah, it's just an ankle injury. And then you get to Friday, you're like, oh, damn, he's still not practicing?
That's why I said, if he's not practicing today, now I get a little concerned. If he's not practicing Friday, okay, I'm worried.
Yeah.
So I am not worried about Wednesday. Moving forward, let's see what happens. If he's limited today, I don't care. He's on the field. He's limited. He's on the field. Limited could be they just want him to play catch to work out the timing with people.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what I mean? Then he goes full go tomorrow. I'm good. Maryland versus Mount St. Mary's. It didn't go the way I had planned for it to go. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, still with Ravens, Harbaugh said, Emory Jones, close to being ready to play. But how much do you actually think he sees the field, Jeremy Kahn, Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan?
He's made very good progress. Very quick progress. You know, it's only been about 3 to 4 weeks. One of the weeks was a no pad. It was a Thursday night week. I think his first week was the Miami game, right? So I would say he's made excellent progress, and he's getting pretty close to being ready to play.
Rookie offensive tackle Emory Jones, 6'5", 320 out of LSU. Harbaugh said he's close to being ready to play. How much do you think this guy will actually get on the field, though, Jeremy Kahn?
I mean, I have no idea until we see him out there, right? And I don't like doing the cop-out answer, but, you know, we can hear all we want about him. You drafted him. Like to see him play because what we're seeing from the interior lineman outside of Tyler Linderbaum, and honestly, he hasn't been great this season. He's played better as of late. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, there has – like, fans and people alike that are watching this, and I know some of the film guys we've talked about, Ken, likes Falele as a pass blocker, as a run blocker, is struggling. Everything you do is predicated off of the run. You got to get that part of it down. And even then, like a game like Minnesota where the offensive line lets you down, but they're blitzing 5.2 players per play. You know, like they're sending 5.2. That's a ridiculous number thinking about some of the times that they're going to drop by, guys back into coverage.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm excited to see the young man when he finally gets in. Remember him out of LSU, third-round draft pick, a top 100 pick. I think the kid can play, and I think he can also add something to an offensive line, Jeremy, that's already struggling. He at least fresh legs, and fresh legs does matter on the offensive line. Trust me. When you go through, a couple of car wrecks, the two or three car wrecks every game, I think getting Emory Jones in there, getting him in the mix will help them out a little bit.
No question. I mean, I think it's obviously a spot where you think you can improve, right, from what we've seen. So if he's going to help out, then...
If I'm not mistaken, wasn't one of the physical reports on him was his exceptionally long arms?
You could be right.
I thought he had...
I know Linderbaum had short arms.
Short arms, yeah. Deep pockets.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but I thought one of the things that stood out with Emory Jones was, which is a great thing for a tackle.
Yeah.
That means that pass rush is not getting that close to my body. As long as you can get them arms out and leverage them, you can do a little bit more.
He can do both, right? So you can play him on the inside, right? And then, and again, like remember when Ogden came up, he played guard and then moved to left tackle.
Who was the tackle then?
Oh, man.
That played ahead of him.
Oh, God. Now I wish I hadn't brought up this story. Who was the tackle next to him? I can't remember. You know what? This is one of those times where I'm just going to say, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, but I want to see more options for that offensive line because the offensive line is the backbone of that offense, folks. That's not. I talk quarterbacks. Ed talks running backs. Jeremy talks wide receivers. But when it all comes down to it, the offensive line makes it all that go.
Yeah.
It does. I said over and over before, if I had an NFL team, I probably wouldn't win a lot of games because the offensive line would have all the best cars.
Yeah.
They'd have all the best cars. Then the quarterback, then the wide receivers. Running backs, we put them on layaway.
Tony Jones. Here was the lineman in 96. John Ogden, Orlando Brown, Tony Jones.
Tony Jones, I think it was Tony Jones and Orlando Brown on tackles.
Jeff Blackshear, Steve Everett, and Wally Williams.
Jeff Blackshear.
Yeah. Wally Williams.
Wow, Jeff Blackshear. I forgot that name.
Yeah.
He died like what? What year? Never mind.
Hell, you asked me when somebody died. If I'd have known that, something's wrong with me.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We talked about this the other day. The Ravens have to do a lot in the offseason to improve that line. Now, Jeremy, can they improve that line, in your opinion, through the draft or free agency primarily? They'll probably do a little bit of both, but what's the best help they can have? Is it draft or free agency for that offensive line?
I mean, I think it's going to have to be draft, right? If you look at your financials and what you have to spend, you got to find a center if it's not going to be Linderbaum. And I don't think they're paying him with the other guys that they have to pay.
I don't know if you want to pay Linderbaum.
Okay.
I'm not convinced that he needs to be paid, to be honest with you.
The only thing I'm saying is that when it comes down to it, if you're not paying Linderbaum, you got to find a replacement. And just throwing someone else in there is not the idea. That center position is so important to everything that goes on in the game. So making that change, you're going to bring in somebody else, and is it going to be a rookie? Are we going to rely on him in the middle of the line?
And what scares me is if they got to go draft for the offensive line, it means you're going to have another young offensive line. Let's go to Sean. What's up, Sean? Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Yeah, how'd he get my name wrong, man?
Our call screen is not working, so he's telling me who's on. He said Rashawn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Is that all right with you?
Hey, I'd rather talk to Sean.
That's cool with me, man.
Jeremy, you said what?
Yeah. I'd rather talk to Sean.
Yeah. We got Sean. Let me hang up on Sean. Let me hang up on Rashawn and wait for Sean.
Don't do that, man. Come on, man. It's too early in the morning for all that. Hey, but no, listen, when y'all was talking about the Emory Jones guy, right, it made me think of something. Do the Ravens really don't value, like, the tackle position? Because besides Ronnie Stanley and Ogden, right, have they ever drafted a tackle in the first round?
Michael Orr.
And by the way,
Michael Orr, that's three then, right?
Their right tackle right now is a second round pick.
Yeah,
so like they
draft high.
They've spent high draft picks on offensive linemen.
Yeah, it seems like, man, if I'm a team, if I'm an organization, man, I'm stacking that offensive line. You know, I know the Ravens don't like to move up and everything and trade up in the draft. They want like the guys to fall into them, and you end up with these guys like the Emory Jones, the Voorheeses, the Falele's, and stuff like that, man. You know, you gotta.
Rashawn, are you saying draft O linemen in the first round or draft tackles in the first round?
Because
Linderbaum was a first round. Linderbaum was a first round draft pick too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay. I'm talking about tackles.
Ben Grubbs was a first round draft pick. So they drafted offensive linemen. Now, my question to you is this, and I always like to ask this. You said if you were the Ravens, you'd spend more early picks on offensive linemen. I always like to compare it to what the league does. Are you saying the Ravens fade in comparison with other teams doing early in the rounds? Because I don't think so. I don't think that's the case.
Take for example, I'm not trying to bring the Cowboys up, man.
But you did.
That stretch of years when they drafted them Hall of Fame offensive linemen.
Who?
You know, in 2016-14.
Travis Fredericks.
Rashawn, those weren't tackles. I just gave you a stretch where the Ravens drafted linemen in the first round. You changed the topic. You said the Ravens should draft tackles. Then you give me the Cowboy comparison, and those aren't tackles.
You're moving the goalposts.
No,
Rob.
I'm not. You're moving the goalposts. You said I asked you, are you saying offensive linemen or tackles? You said tackles. Then when you compare them to the Cowboys.
I was talking about tackles with the Ravens, but offensive linemen with the Cowboys overall.
If you compare them to the Cowboys, then the Ravens are on point because they're drafting offensive linemen in the first round.
I'm gonna have to look this up, man.
I'm giving it to you right. You probably should have did that before you called. You probably should have researched before you called.
Ben Cleveland. What round was Ben Cleveland drafted in?
Ben Cleveland was a mid round.
He wasn't in the first round pick.
I gave you four. You gave me two. You gave me two for one team. I gave you four for the other team.
On their offensive line right now, they have two first round picks and a second round pick. On their offensive line right now.
Hey, Jeremy, I need you to jump in.
No, you need somebody.
And by the way,
you need some help. You need some help.
Two of those guys are tackles, too.
You need some help from somebody. I specifically said, are we talking about tackles or overall offensive linemen? I said, well, compare them to other people. Then he goes to the Cowboys, and neither one of those guys are tackles.
Well, I've already told you. I wish we'd talk to Sean.
You know what that conversation should have gone in? World is stupid at 7:15, but on the other side, it looks like Joe Burrow will be ready to play by Thanksgiving. Is this going to be a bomb burner at the bank? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I see what you did here. Do you see what he did here?
What, with black or white? Oh, hold on. Let me see if I get...
Who was in the black or white video?
Oh, Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, I see what you did here, Joe.
Hold on. Did he really do that?
He did that. Okay. 100% he did. Am I right, Joe? Is that what you did?
If he says he did it, then I believe him.
I see what you did here. Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if it's that video or like when I do the Charlie Brown dance, when he puts the hands to the side and you start turning your head like this, you know, like that video at the end when they're changing all the faces.
Well, what about the guy that plays the piano? He's
next to Remember the Time. Magic Johnson in the video.
Wow. Macaulay Culkin. Sorry.
Joe Burrow.
Looks like he's going to be ready for Thanksgiving. Do you have a little more apprehension about that game with Joe Burrow back?
Hell no. Is he playing defense?
I have a little apprehension.
I don't.
I do.
Like, what is Joe? So, if you went and look at what Joe Flacco did for this Cincinnati team while he's been in, like, how much better would it have been if Joe Burrow was in? And I'm not saying Flacco. I don't think so.
The one savage.
No. I don't. See, I can't see that at all with the way they've been scoring.
Is he not a better quarterback than Joe Flacco?
He is.
That means he can do more.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
How much more is he going to? They scored 42 points and lost.
They scored 49.
They scored 38 and lost.
They scored 45 and win.
They scored 33 and barely won over the Steelers.
They scored 40 and win by more.
I'm not worried about it. I've seen their defense.
I have too.
Yeah.
But I also saw that defense a couple of years ago when they couldn't stop anybody and Joe Burrow still beat us.
What? Who?
Didn't they outscore us 40-something?
Oh, I don't give a rat. That's a couple of years ago. I see this defense now. It is the worst unit in the NFL. Think about the worst offense, the worst special teams.
The worst unit?
The Cincinnati Bengals defense right now
is worse at defense than anybody else is at anything else.
Yes, this is historically one of the worst teams in league history, this defense.
It's Joe Burrow.
I don't give a rat's ass.
That's a dude.
Joe Burrow can kiss my ass. You and Kid Cudi, your boyfriend over there, hanging out all the time. What's his real name? I don't know. Anyway.
He hangs out with Kid Cudi?
They're best friends.
I pay no attention to what these guys do off the field.
I like Kid Cudi.
I could not care less.
I just think it's funny when you see some of the relationships these guys. He's like, you guys are friends? Where do you guys know each other from?
Where do they know each other from? Is there a backstory to that?
I don't know. I don't know where he's from. Down in LSU, Ohio State.
He's from Cleveland. So
Maybe the Ohio State
guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's going to be a barn burner. It's going to make Thanksgiving a lot more eventful for the viewers. I'm saying national viewers now. Joe Burrow versus
There's no doubt about
Lamar
that.
Lamar Jackson, yeah. I know the networks are happy now.
Yeah. See, I just don't know, like...
Because that whole Joe Flacco returning to Baltimore thing, yeah. I mean... If you're 25 years old watching that game, how much does that really mean to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but look, we're all going to be in front of the TV watching football on Thanksgiving, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, it doesn't matter that Joe Burrow is starting, but
it makes it a lot better.
It does, for your viewing pleasure. But I still like the idea of Flacco going up against his former team as, you know.
I like Flacco being at a 50-yard line in Baltimore with a suit on saying goodbye, I'm retired. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, what's up with y'all?
Man, why you sound so low-key?
Man, you know I lost my grandmother Monday, man. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, so now I got to take a trip to Jamaica in a couple of weeks, man. But I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, the job ain't done yet, you know. 4-0, 7 more to go. Hey, about this offensive line, man, like, I'm kind of biased right now. I'm stuck in a dilemma, right? Can I be honest with y'all? Us as Raven fans, right, we got to stop crying, right? Or maybe we should just keep I can't say the word, you know what I mean? But it's like we're going into what, week 13? No, week 12. If the Ravens ain't make no goddamn offensive lineman change, man, what y'all think they going to do? And I keep telling y'all, Emory Jones, right, the Ravens, ever since J.K. Dobbins got hurt, when these injuries – they take their time. They're not going to rush them. We don't know when Emory Jones is going to be ready. The same thing with Darius Washington. Yeah, everybody excited. Oh, he's coming back. But who knows if he's going to play this season, because they got to ramp him up.
I don't want to rush Emory Jones back. I agree with you on that. However, if he does come back, I want to see him play, because he has to be a better option, or he creates more depth to the offensive line that needs depth.
Right. And another thing I want to say is, hey, man, see, that's why the Ravens fans be so mad at Harbaugh. I think Harbaugh be trolling us, man. I think – I don't even want to say his name because I can't stand his ass. I'm just being honest with you. But I think Chad Steele be screenshotting certain tweets and sending them to John. And John – like, come on, Rob. You coach basketball girls. 9 times out of 10 – I mean, I ain't never been to one of your basketball games, but I plan. But just listening to you, I'm pretty sure you're putting your best 5 girls out there to play, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, he's talking about, yeah, we just put the best 5.
Yeah, but Trippy, his worst 5 girls are better than most people's best 5 girls.
Hey, I ain't going to lie, though, man. Look, Rob ain't going to like this, though. I don't think Rob girls can mess with Pikesville, though, man.
Oh, you're going to find out.
You know, we play. Yeah. You know, Pikesville won a state championship last year, right?
Yeah, I know.
You know we played them. You know we played them last year, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I know. But back to the offensive line, though, man. I just like I said, man. Even Stevie wanted to see that ain't the best line. And then the thing about it is, real quick, let me make it quick. The thing is, fans will sit up here and pick on Falele, right? He ain't the only one out there. Even Rosengarten. Tyler Linderbaum, even Ronnie Stanley, even that boy. Listen, these fans were so happy about Andrew Vorgies, right? And I literally told him, I said, why you think he didn't get his spot back last year? The Ravens wanted Patrick McCurry to play his ass off so they can get that comp pick, right? Now they crying about Ben Cleveland. Ben Cleveland ass going to be out the team next year. He ain't got no effort. You know what I mean? All he want to do is play special teams. But other than that, man, it's great talking to y'all, man. Great talking to y'all. Oh, go Orioles too, man. I like that move they did. They traded my favorite pitcher, though. But we'll talk about that another day, man.
Ed's not here. Ed's on. He won't be back until Monday. Antonio and Rosedale. Let's get Antonio in. What's up, man?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Morning.
Good. Happy Friday Eve.
Happy Friday Eve, babe.
Yeah, man.
There you go.
Should the Ravens be such a big favorite over the Jets, given their offensive line problems and weak offensive showing? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day, too. In a word, yes, to the Jets.
Yeah.
See, you could be up against the break and get Antonio in, because he don't ever take a long time to say what he had to say.
No, he's in and out.
That's right.
Kind of like me.
State your mission. State your business. Oh. Yeah, different. He's a little slower than that. World is stupid at 7:15, but on the other side, Maryland with more of a fight than we thought they would have against Mount St. Mary's. Terps Hoops up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.